Hey everyone, welcome to an all new Dubs Talk. I'm Grant Lifman, that's Kendra Andrews, and we are here presented by Wendy's. Wendy's doesn't just have breakfast, it has a breakfast worth talking about. Don't let your friends miss out. I mean, let's be honest, Kendra, myself, we're friends. We never let each other miss out because Wendy's is a breakfast worth talking about. Right, Kendra?
We have each other's backs. That's what friends do. This is also the first time you've ever officially called me your friend. So I appreciate that and right back at you.
Yeah, to be fair, it was, I took a leap because it's more up to you to decide if we're friends or not. So the fact that you reciprocated, this is a huge step and I'm glad everyone was here to witness it and be a part of this special moment. Okay. Now that we got through that uncomfortable situation, let's talk about what the Warriors need to do the rest of the way. And a lot of it revolves around their offense, which is really weird to say because for so long, that was the thing that was just assumed. They're fine. You know, Steph Curry's there. Draymond's there. Their offense will be okay. They just need a few shooters. Well, it's just not looking so hot right now. The rating and the way it has all come together, some of that due to injuries, but that's just the fact of the matter is the offense hadn't been fully clicking. And the defense was something that had gotten better and better, and then it hit that rough patch for a little as well. So there are plenty of people out there in the social media world, but also analysts out there that have criticized Steve Kerr's offense with this roster, right? And they have said, why don't they go more to what works right now in the NBA, but also works for their players that they have? And that is high ball screens, high pick and rolls, you know, really being efficient on offense rather than doing the free flowing. Let's see if we can just, you know, find an opening type idea. And Kendra, there have been a lot of people clamoring for this for a long time. And it seemed like they would only go to it in dire moments where they're like, all right, we need to get buckets here. Draymond, set some high ball screens for Steph Curry. Well, it kind of seems like, especially, you know, the last game against Chicago that the Warriors played, it seems like they're going to start incorporating it more and more.
It definitely seems that way. And it's really been working for them. You mentioned that Chicago game, and that was the game that they featured it a ton. And the interesting thing about the Warriors is that over the past, since Steph Curry got in the league, pretty much, they really did change the way offense is played in the NBA. And now they're faced with a challenge of that thing that they did that changed how people play the sport of basketball doesn't work for them anymore. And they had a bit of an identity crisis with that. And so I completely agree that now they're figuring out, okay, this works with the personnel that we have. And it's been really encouraging seeing James Wiseman get involved with that as well. They no longer just have to rely on Draymond Green to set those high ball screens. It's a great sign of James Wiseman's development. It's a way for him to get incorporated. And also other young players like Jordan Poole are thriving in those situations. So it just seems like all around a good way for them to try and reshape that offensive identity throughout this rest of the season.
Absolutely. And, you know, don't take it just from us. Let's actually hear from the guys themselves. One of them is Draymond Green that you mentioned, who does so well in those pick and roll situations. Take a listen to hear what he said in his presser.
You know, over the last few games, you've seen, you know, we've done it at times with Wiggs, but I think over the last few games, you've also seen Kelly's ability to play in their high screen and roll as well. And so obviously, you know, we've seen over the last month, Jordan's ability, and, you know, we know what Steph can do in the high screen and roll. And so I think that's a good weapon for us. Will we lean more on that? It's not really my decision, but, you know, it's definitely a good weapon for us to continue to build on our offense. And that's also a way of continuing to use Wise more because you know, he's tough cover rolling to the rim. So that's been good for us.
All right. So that was Draymond Green talking about it. And now let's hear the guy who really has to actually implement it. As Draymond said, he's not the one who makes the decisions in the end. It's this guy. All right. Here's head coach Steve Kerr talking about it.
Yeah. We want to continue to run plenty of pick and rolls. I think, you know, a big part of it is James is, really starting to get comfortable with the timing on his drags and step ups, and he's recognizing it. So sometimes it's not even called, whereas, you know, earlier in the season he might not recognize that he needs to go set one, and now he's recognizing that you know, anytime there's a broken play, to go set a high screen. And so that's the growth that we've been looking for from James. I think you know, now that he's back from that injury and settled into the starting lineup, I'm really excited about you know, his play in the pick and roll, and his awareness of, you know, kind of when to hold the screen, when to dive, when to slip out. And those are all things that take time to figure out, and he's doing a really good job.
Okay, so first of all, a lot of it has to do with James Wiseman, and you mentioned James Wiseman, and that is where his development is going to come, because Steve Kerr has said over and over again, and it's true, the guy just needs to play basketball, right? He needs to be out there. That's the way he's going to grow. However, he also needs to be put in situations that he's going to succeed in at first as well. If you're trying to win now, it can't just be a free-for-all. You need to put, here's a way that he can succeed, and let's put him in that situation. And it seems like right now, the high ball screen pick and roll situation is James Wiseman's best scheme for him, right? You draw it up. He's got the timing down. Steve Kerr's talked about that, where you set the screen, you crash hard. They haven't done as many pick and pops, but you know, that's how it works. You can throw the lob to him. You can do a dump off. You can do all these different things. So Kendra, let's put this lightly. Why are we seeing it now and not before?
You ask a good question there, Grant. And, you know, I don't know if I necessarily have all the answers to that, because I don't know what's going on in James Wiseman's head or what those guys are talking about amongst ourselves. One part, I think, at least in that Chicago game, having Steph Curry back on the court, I believe, really helped that. Steph Curry was looking to get James Wiseman involved in those situations. And that's not to say that Nico Mannion wasn't, or Jordan Poole wasn't, or Damian Lee wasn't. Steph just has he's just a different player. He's a better player than them. He understands the game a little bit more. He's a more veteran player. He knows how to get James Wiseman involved. So I think that was part of it. The other part, I mean, you know, maybe over this time of James Wiseman not being able to play when he was in protocols, when he was injured, he has said so many times how he's a, you know, film junkie. And maybe that doesn't answer why it's happening now versus not before, but there may have just been something that's clicked for him. And that's what we're seeing. It's something that Steve Kerr said that was really encouraging is that Steve Kerr no longer necessarily has to draw up the play for Wiseman to set a screen. It is happening naturally. It's his intuition is telling him to go set that high ball screen. And so maybe it's just, this is when everything is clicking for him. I feel like that happens with a lot of us when we're trying to learn new things. One day it just makes sense. We can do it better than we've ever done it before, and we don't have to think so hard about it. And I think that's what we're seeing here with James Wiseman.
Yeah, it's possible that Steve Kerr wanted to wait to implement this more once he was more comfortable doing it. I mean, my hesitation a little bit with that is because just we know Draymond Green and Steph Curry do the high ball screen very well together in the pick and roll. So we know that's been effective. So, you know, there's reasons to question why it's taking so long to do it. And let's be honest, we don't know if it's going to be the rest of the season where they're doing it a lot. We're not sure. Just because we saw a very small sample doesn't mean all of a sudden forever's changed. We need to see a large sample of it.
And I also have to say, I kind of misread your question just there and thought you were asking more about James Wiseman doing it specifically, but them now realizing you mean as a whole implementing it. Yes, I agree with that even more of it. If they knew it worked all along, that is, you know, it is definitely curious is why it wasn't implemented sooner. And I don't think that it's going to I can't see the Warriors just saying, well, this is it. This every time we go down on to score, we're going to run a high, you know, pick and roll or high screens to high screens. I don't think that that's what they're going to do. I believe that they'd have a hard time giving up that free flowing offense that they've grown accustomed to over the last, you know, 10 years. But right now, Steve Kerr says, I see ourselves making a run. We can still make a run during this final push of the season. And the season, you know, there's a month left of the season, really, a month and a half left. That's all they have time for a run. And I think they know that it's not a time to try and find an offensive rhythm anymore. They've had their time to do that. They need to go with what works for them. It might not be the sexiest style of basketball. It might not be what everyone expects them to do. But right now it's what's working. And until they can figure out what else works, they should, you know, fall back on their strengths.
Yeah. And I highly doubt they'll ever go to the extreme of what the Houston Rockets used to do, where it's just a high ball screen set every single time down and James Harden gets to do what he wants to do with it. I don't think they'll go to that, but incorporating the high pick and roll and the high ball screen makes sense. And you don't have to go away from your values of player movement, ball movement completely by doing that either. There's a ways to incorporate both into it together. And I think they're going to find that. But I do really hope they start going to that more. And, you know, it's been something that everyone at some point has been like, why don't you kind of go with Steph Curry, Draymond a little bit more in that way? And now, especially with James Wiseman, you know, they're in an interesting spot because Steve Kerr, he's a very competitive person. And there's a lot of people out there who are like, oh, they're trying to tank. Steve Kerr doesn't care about the seasons because he said the chasing wins comment and that. Steve Kerr is a very competitive person. He wants to win games. There is an interesting situation they're in right now where James Wiseman needs to get minutes. And maybe him for a lot of this season, he wasn't ready to make them a better team, right? Maybe sometimes he struggled out there, which made them not necessarily lose because of him, but they put them in tough situations where maybe another player, more veteran player who knew what they were doing, would have helped them win more earlier in the season. Well, they're at a point now where Steve Kerr is like, I have to play this guy. This guy is, it's important for our future. So how can I have my competitive juices flowing and win while developing a guy? And maybe this is it. Maybe they have to go to the things that he necessarily doesn't love. It's not part of what he preaches or his scheme, but he also knows he wants to win. So it's a juxtaposition of two ideas. And he just has to pick one.
And frankly, the Warriors, it's not like when James Wiseman wasn't playing, the Warriors were a great team.
True.
Like, they weren't a completely different team. And that's not throwing any shade at Kevon Looney starting. Kevon Looney was they needed him to start at that point, and it got them off to better starts. But it's not like they were making this big run when James Wiseman wasn't playing. So now it's, okay, well, we're doing just as well overall with James Wiseman out there, especially now that he's more comfortable. He knows the game a little bit better. He understands his game better, and they need to develop him. I don't think it's fair to say, oh, they're tanking or they're going to tank the season by playing James Wiseman when they really weren't making many strides when he wasn't playing.
Yeah, I do agree with you. I'll say this. I had very, very strong concerns when they put him in the second unit, starting the second, because I thought there was just way too many wild cards out there, young, inexperienced guys that were in their 21, 20. Now James Wiseman is a 20-year-old now too. You know, with Nico, with Jordan, with so much inexperience out there on the court at one time, I was like, oh. Well, the rotation now with James Wiseman, with Draymond, with Steph, and really utilizing him with high ball screens in that way. And then the second unit with Kevon Looney, who's more of a stabilizing factor out there. I really think that's the way to go. And I'm in full agreement about that. I like that Damian Lee's back in the lineup. I like that they're really incorporating guys and using the veterans and mixing it in with the youth and trying to find that. That's the way they should go in my mind. And so I'm happy because of that, you know, because I feel Like, I'm seeing what I want to see. But, you know, there are greater minds out there in the world. But I'm happy that they're going that way, because I think, in my opinion, that is their best option. Running more pick and roll, running more high ball screens, and going with a nice mix of veterans and rooks together. Mm-hmm. And so far, well, I mean, again, we need a large sample size. We need to see the team stay healthy mm-hmm. out there, not in COVID protocol. We need all these things to happen before we say it worked.
Yeah. And Steve Kerr has talked so much about finding the right combinations, and that's what will allow this team to find any sort of just consistency, you know, because and this, I think they are now finding those combinations, and the combinations we are seeing is exactly that, Grant. It's the mix of veterans and rookies, because everyone always talks about how important it is to have the veteran presence on teams. And I think that that goes beyond the locker room. That's clearly on the court as well. So when you put a whole group of guys who have never played NBA basketball out there against, you know, some of the other teams, the NBA, their second unit could be starters elsewhere. So when you're going against that, you definitely need that mind, that calming mind. And Kevon Looney presents that. I think Steph and Draymond present that for James Wiseman. And that's just maximizing the guys that you have on this roster.
And a lot of it also has to do with the guys themselves maximizing their time out there on the court. And that's where Steph Curry talked to the team and said, guys, you need to focus in on yourself and say, what can I do better? What am I doing wrong? And one guy that you can see him just getting better and better as his conditioning gets better and he gets more rhythm is Draymond Green. Going into this Heat game, the last 13 games, Draymond Green is averaged about 8 points per game, which is nothing that you're going to be like, whoa, that's incredible. But the Warriors are significantly better when he scores 8 or more points, especially when he scores 10 or more. But the percentages are fantastic for him. 49% from the field, almost 35% from three. He's almost putting 8 rebounds, 9 assists per game. I mean, those are more than enough where you're like, wow, it's the percentages to me, right? It's a willingness to shoot the ball, but also it's how effective you are when doing it. If Draymond Green shot over 33%, we're totally fine with it. So that 35%, those are numbers. And 13 games is a pretty significant sample size. That's not something teeny. So if he keeps that up at the very least, that's great. But you can also see it's getting better. It's a visual thing. It's not just numbers. It's a qualitative thing. If you watch him against the Bulls, I know we're referencing the Bulls game a lot, he was pushing the pace like I've never seen before. He did not let that ball stop in someone's hands, even after made buckets. There was a lot of made buckets because the Bulls made a lot of shots. And he was saying, push, 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 push. You know, like inbound it, go. Obviously off rebounds, he's like, go. And that's where the Warriors are best, because one thing we've talked about, Kendra, it's number one, pick and rolls are the best way to utilize James Wiseman. Do you know what the other one is? Is running the court, because that is where he is just better than other bigs. He's just faster than them.
Yeah, the efficiency, I think, is definitely one of the best things about him. Steve Kerr talks so much about how we're not going to rely on Draymond Green to score. We don't need him to score. But when he does, I mean, you mentioned there, and I think you tweeted out some stat too, of when he scores, they are just so much better. And he's not forcing it, which is the important part. And that's exactly what he needs to do. When he has a shot, he should not give it up, because he can knock them down. He's shown that. We know that. And this team is incredibly successful when Draymond is literally doing everything out there. And that needs to continue for sure.
Absolutely. Two other guys that needs to be focused on, you know, the rest of the way, are the two wings, Andrew Wiggins and Kelly Oubre. And a lot of the talk we've had about Kelly Oubre has been the future. Like, is he going to resign? How is he going to fit in? All that stuff. Well, we can just table that for now, right? We can just look at it just from this season. What can Kelly Oubre do for the Warriors the rest of the way to make them do a playoff push? And the same goes for Andrew Wiggins. Now, Andrew Wiggins is better than Steph Curry now shooting. Like, just, he's the best shooter in the history of the world. And it's wild what he is doing. No, it's obviously I'm being facetious in that way, but like the numbers he's putting up, he's shooting about 60% since like the All-Star break. He is from three, and I'm saying from three here. He has been, I mean, talk about fresh legs. So one thing the Warriors need to do is make sure he gets these days off every now and then to get these fresh legs, because my goodness, it's paying off. If he can keep shooting from distance, obviously he's been playing pretty solid defense this entire season. Kelly Oubre, you know, finally, Kendra, finally, going to reference that Chicago game again. We saw Steph Curry playing on the court, and Kelly Oubre and Andrew Wiggins both had a good game simultaneously. That's something to note.
Yeah. I mean, the reason why we keep bringing up the Chicago game is because everything the Warriors need to be doing to be successful is done against the Bulls. Like, that should kind of be their blueprint of what they need to do the rest of the season. We talked a lot about the pick and roll and high screens. Okay, that works for them. Then you got Steph Curry going off for 35 points. Well, that obviously works for them. And then you finally have him alongside Oubre and Wiggins, as you just said, all coexisting well. And that's exactly what needs to happen, because when they do, you know, Steph made a comment the other day after shoot around about, you know, we can't let teams score 120, 130 points because we can't outscore them. And that is true. But when they can figure out how to get Steph, Oubre, and Wiggins all going, plus Draymond Green doing everything he does, the chance, their odds are so much better. No, they're not going to outscore them necessarily 130 points, but it really does show the ceiling of this team. And it makes you agree with Steve Kerr saying, yeah, you know, you guys can make a run because you do have the talent, and not only good individual players, they actually do complement each other really, really well. We just haven't seen it very much at all so far this season. So yeah, whatever they ate before that Bulls game, whatever like the nighttime routine the day before was, it worked.
Well, they have, you know, the schedule lightens up later in the season, but they have a tough roadie right now. There's a lot of things they need to do well to win right now. And you can't just play a B-minus game right now for the Warriors and win. And that's the difference between the team in the past and the team right now. They could be complacent and they could do these things and be like, we're going to play pretty well tonight and we're still going to win. This team really needs to play their A game to win a majority of their games. Sure, you can have a B performance, and the other team just flops that game, and that's just how it is. But just in general, they need to play at a high level each and every night the rest of the way. That includes every single player we've mentioned and all the ones we haven't mentioned, because the rotation is pretty much what it is right now. You have Bazemore, you have Damian Lee in there as well. Those are two players that, you know, will solidify the bench. Looney, you mentioned, Poole, Nico. We'll see if he gets, sometimes if Bazemore's playing well, it bleeds into the start of the second or the start of the fourth, and then Nico may not get in, or he'll just come in to spell Bazemore. So you can see where the Warriors just need to play efficient, strong, energetic, and scrappy basketball. I mean, the defense, you're going to run in some teams that can play some offense. So defensively, they're going to have to step up. So, you know, we're focusing right now on the offense, but defense has lagged for a little bit, and that was their bread and butter. But I truly believe, and everyone will attest for this, they are intertwined. And the more efficient offense you have, the better defense you're going to have, because you can get back, get set. You're not in transition. You're not giving up the ball and the other team's moving. You can literally set your defense and play basketball in a, you know, from a calm, I'm ready to go set on the other end. And so that's what happens when you play good offense. So there's just so many things that need to go right. And one of them, as you mentioned, is just having a full team out there and not having James Wiseman missing time on COVID protocol, or not having Steph Curry out with a tailbone. That's a huge part of it.
Yeah. And I mean, also that's what's happening with Eric Paschal right now. You know, he hasn't been out there, and
right,
you know, it will be important to get him back, because we are talking about solidifying this rotation. And I can't think of a long stretch this season where they've had a completely fully healthy roster. And so I think that that'll be definitely important down the stretch.
Yeah. I would love to see Juan Toscano-Anderson in the lineup. I'm a Juan Toscano-Anderson fan and I like how he's played this whole season. Right now, the big rotation that they're doing, it's been making it hard. If JTA can get in the game, it'd probably be because right now a big gets in foul trouble, someone misses a game, there's something that's happening and they have to change the dynamic. That's kind of what's looking like right now. He's just the wild card that kind of gets in there if something doesn't go exactly to their game plan, which, you know, it's tough because I really do think he can contribute right now and then be a player that everyone goes, wow, he put his mark on the game. But you do have to understand there are only so many players that you can play, and a player needs enough time to get going on the court. And if you have too big of a rotation as well, and the same goes to Juan Toscano-Anderson, if you put him out there for 1 minute, 2 minutes, I mean, he's not going to be able to be as effective because you need to warm up, you know, right? You have to get into the flow of the game. It's really hard for somebody to come in and just be like, oh, I'm perfect right now. So that's one more piece. You mentioned Eric Paschal, JTA would be the other one in that regard. So many interesting things, Kendra, to come. Very excited that we get to, I mean, witness, hopefully, a playoff push. Didn't get that last year, and we'll hopefully get it this time around. Kendra, anything else you got?
No, I don't think so, Grant.
All right, we did it all. All right, everyone. Thanks so much. Subscribe, rate, do all the things we want you to do, and maybe you'll listen to us someday. In the meantime, have a wonderful day or night or whenever you're listening to us, and see you soon.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.